Imagine you're an AI agent. You have a job to do. You need to call an API that costs 0.3 cents per request. You have no credit card, no bank account, no human to approve anything. What do you do? Until this week, the honest answer was, you mostly couldn't. Today, we're talking about the thing Lightning Labs just shipped to change that. Welcome back. Today, we're unpacking Wavelength, the brand new alpha release from Lightning Labs, announced July 21, 2026, in a blog post by Michael Levin titled Announcing Wavelength, Bitcoin on Easy Mode for Agents and Humans. We'll walk through what it actually is, how it works under the hood, and then we'll answer the sharpest questions being asked on X right now, including a great one from Philip Bonamat on X from Satora.io, and a deeper technical one from Seth for Privacy, with real answers from Lightning Labs CTO Ola Olua Osuntokun, Roaz Beef, and CEO Elizabeth Stark. Let's get into it. Act 1. What is Wavelength in one paragraph? Wavelength is a toolkit for adding self-custodial Bitcoin payments, and soon stablecoin payments, to any application. The pitch is simple. The Lightning Network gives you instant, global, low-fee payments where every user controls their own funds. But using it used to mean running a node, opening and balancing channels, sourcing liquidity, and keeping all of that alive around the clock. Most builders don't want that job. Wavelength turns all of it into a few API calls. No node, no channels, no liquidity to source. If you can call an API, you can support Bitcoin. It's open to everyone today on Signet and Testnet with mainnet access by invite. It's an alpha, and Lightning Labs is explicitly asking for feedback. The framing Levin uses is easy mode, the fully self-sovereign path, run your own LND node, your own channels, answer to no one, isn't going anywhere. Wavelength is for everyone else on the spectrum, the developer adding Bitcoin to a side project, the Vibe coder shipping a first app, the company that wants to offer Bitcoin payments to users, and critically, the agent that needs to pay for what it uses. Act 2. The agent angle, because this is the real headline. This is where Wavelength gets genuinely new. The same API a human developer calls is exposed to AI agents as typed tool calls through MCP, the Model Context Protocol, the standard way AI assistants call external tools. An agent can hold a Bitcoin balance and send and receive payments as part of a workflow, paying for an API call the moment it makes one, buying a data feed, settling up with another agent, fractions of a cent, no card, no account, no human approving each transaction. Two things are worth pausing on here. First, the security design. Wallet creation and unlock deliberately stay on the command line and never pass over the agent channel. Seeds and passwords are never exposed to the model. The agent can spend within the balance you gave it, but it can never see the keys. That's a thoughtful line to draw. Second, the protocol fit. This slots directly into L402, the open protocol that combines Lightning payments with machine-native authentication. An agent hits an endpoint, the server replies with a Lightning invoice, the agent pays it and gets access. No sign-up, no API key, no pre-existing relationship. Credentials purchased on the fly. That is exactly how autonomous agents need to operate, and Wavelength gives them the wallet to do it. The same API also powers the other side, so a developer can charge per request for whatever their service offers. Lightning Labs is clearly serious about the agent-first developer experience. The docs have an llmegis.txt index and a full corpus llegful.txt for one-shot ingestion. Every docs page has a markdown mirror. One command, npx skills add lightninglabs/wavelength-sdk, drops Wavelength skills into Claude Code, Cursor, Codex, Copilot, Gemini CLI, and more. And with Wave Skilli, MCP serve, an agent doesn't just write the integration, it runs it. Act 3. Self-custody and the exit hatch. Now the obvious question. If there's a coordination service in the middle, is this custodial? The answer is no, and the mechanism matters. Wavelength wallets are self-custodial. The user holds their own keys. A coordination service settles transfers between users instantly and cheaply, but it never has unilateral control of any user funds. And the wallet exposes an exit command. At any time, without anyone's cooperation or permission, the user can move their balance back to the Bitcoin blockchain. Under the hood, this is powered by an ARC-like settlement layer. ARC is a Bitcoin scaling protocol that batches off-chain transfers efficiently while keeping users in control of their funds. Hold that thought, because it's exactly what the questions on X are about. We'll come back to it in Act 5. Act 4, the rest of the machinery. Three more pieces round out the design. One invoice for everything. Every payment, on-chain or off-chain, uses Bolt 11, the standard Lightning invoice format. Your wallet works with the entire Lightning network the moment you integrate. No walled garden. Wavelength figures out the best way to settle each invoice, and users can also pay or receive on-chain via normal Bitcoin addresses. Liquidity through Loop. Reliable routing needs deep liquidity, and sourcing it is one of the hardest parts of Lightning operations. Wavelength connects to the network through Loop, Lightning Lab's liquidity service, which has spent years moving real volume and sits among the most connected points on the network. You inherit world-class liquidity from day one. Fees. During the closed alpha, Lightning transactions carry a minimal 1 basis point service fee, plus normal Lightning routing fees. On-chain fees apply whenever funds touch the blockchain. The client automatically keeps your balance refreshed so you can always unilaterally exit. If you actively manage beyond those automated operations, additional fees may apply. Alpha pricing, subject to change. The developer surface is deliberately tiny. Create an unlock to spin up a wallet, balance, receive to get an address or invoice, send to pay, activity for history, and exit for the self-custody guarantee. You can integrate via a self-contained client over gRPC and REST, an embedded SDK, a WASM package for the browser, or the MCP server for agents. What's next? Stablecoins via Taproot Assets, mobile support, and importantly, future releases will support funds in actual Lightning channels using the battle-tested LND implementation. That last one matters for the questions we're about to answer. Act 5. The questions from X answered. So, the announcement went out and the Bitcoin technical community immediately zoomed in on that phrase, ARC-like settlement layer. Philip Bonomat on X from Satora.io asked the question a lot of people were thinking. Very interesting. Is there a write-up of the differences to the original ARC protocol? And Seth for Privacy went deeper, asking, as this is built on the ARC protocol, does it also have VTXO expiry, or is liquidity reclamation handled differently than other ARC implementations? What does finality look like? Are there rounds users can join? These are excellent questions, and the good news is they got real answers. Lightning Lab's CTO Roage Beef replied with the most detail. Here's what we know, point by point. First, VTXO expiry. It remains part of the system. It has not been removed. For listeners new to ARC, your off-chain balance lives in virtual UTXOs, VTXOs, which have a lifetime and periodically need to be refreshed in a new round to keep the unilateral exit guarantee intact. Wavelength's client automates that refresh for you. That's the keeping the balance refreshed line from the blog post. Second, abstraction versus access. The high-level API is intentionally simple, just send and receive, but manual, low-level access is still possible. Users can explicitly join rounds and do direct VTXO spends if they want to. Third, onboarding. On-chain Bitcoin addresses are created automatically, and funds are boarded into the ARC layer. And there's a single unified Lightning invoice that works for both normal Lightning payments and intra-wavelength ARC-based payments. Fourth, finality and out-of-round payments. Payments between two wavelength users that happen out-of-round use a VHTLC, a virtual HTLC. These inherit ARC's existing security model, essentially zero conf until the VTEC edX is refreshed into a new one. So finality is probabilistic in the way ARC finality is, instant for practical purposes between users, fully anchored once the next round settles. Fifth, and this is the forward-looking part, deeper Lightning channel integration is coming. Roa's Beef said future versions will integrate normal lightning channels, conceptually similar to early channel factory ideas. That should make VTEC EdOak's refresh and expiry less painful, because payments can incrementally settle into channels instead of maintaining a long out-of-round chain. It should better support smaller amounts, and it enables alternative refresh modes, like sweeping an entire balance into a new channel, which starts to resemble traditional timeout trees. Sixth, on Bonomat's specific ask for a write-up of differences from the original ARC protocol, Roa's Beef confirmed Lightning Labs has implemented design changes to base ARC that reduce server, or ASP, costs while preserving atomicity, and that these will roll out in future versions. Elizabeth Stark added that many ARC elements are deliberately kept under the hood and heavily abstracted, because the goal is a simple non-custodial API and SDK for developers, agents, and vibe coders, not raw ARC primitives. That's also why the product is called Wavelength and not ARC something. The blog post also promises a series of technical deep dive posts, so the full written comparison Bonomat is asking for is coming, but doesn't exist as a single document yet. There was also a community reply noting that in a specific implementation, LN onboarding had a 4-day expiration window, with cheap or free updates. So expiry windows and refresh costs are active design parameters, and the exact numbers for Wavelength's mainnet are part of what the alpha period will nail down. Act 6, the Steelman case against. Let's be honest about the counter-arguments. 1. This is a coordination service. Yes, it's non-custodial and you can exit unilaterally, but liveness still depends on the coordinator. If the service disappears, you can get your funds out on-chain, but the instant cheap payments stop. That's a real trade-off versus running your own node. 2. Zero-conf between users is exactly that. Out-of-round payments inherit ARC's security model, which means the recipient trusts the refresh cycle. For fractions of a cent agent payments, that's fine. For larger amounts, you'd want the channel integration that's still on the roadmap. 3. Fees beyond 1 basis point are vague. An additional fee may apply for active management is doing a lot of work in that pricing paragraph. And 4. It's an alpha on test networks. Mainnet is invite only. The whole thing could change shape based on feedback. That's a feature for builders, but a reason not to bet a business on it this quarter. Outro. So where does this leave us? Wavelength is Lightning Labs making a clear bet. The next wave of Bitcoin payments won't be humans opening wallets. It'll be agents and applications calling an API. The custody guarantees of ARC, the reach of Lightning and Loop, the machine-native ergonomics of MCP and L402, all behind 7 commands, and the community's sharpest questions, Bonomat's ask for the ARC diff. Seth for Privacy's probe on VTEC XO expiry and rounds got substantive answers. Expiry stays, refresh is automated, rounds are still joinable, channels are coming, and a proper technical write-up is on the way. The takeaway line: Bitcoin doesn't care if you're a human or an agent, and now, apparently, neither does your wallet. If you want to try it, the live demo runs a real self-custodial wallet in your browser on Signet, no sign-up, keys generated on your device. And if you build something, tell Lightning Labs what breaks. That's what alphas are for. Next time, we'll dig into L402 and what machine-native paywalls mean for the open internet. Until then, ride the wave.